Yo buddy, Kiowa, with me, Emily. Today, I'm so excited because my friend from the very first episode is back. It's Anthony!
Hello, I'm back. It's me, Anthony. Hey. Round two, baby.
Round two.
Round two. Bing, bing.
Oh no, I'm already yo buddy. I hit the microphone. Oh, I'm fine. Okay. Yeah. So it's been a few months since the first episode with Anthony about neighbors. If you have not had a chance to listen, you should listen because it was a very fun episode.
It was very fun. People have asked me about that episode a little bit.
What?
Actually.
Really?
I got a question from a listener, our mutual friend Elaine, who
oh my god,
who asked me about the circle chat that happens in my cul-de-sac.
Oh my gosh.
And she asked me if I had been to one since the episode. And actually I have to say no, I haven't.
What?
Because they've stopped because of the change in the weather that happened a while back.
And are so it's you serious?
It's become too cold, so I haven't. I'm so sorry. time to drink.
Yeah. Boo. Okay. That cul-de-sac hangout sounded very interesting. So
it'll happen again when it becomes warmer.
Yeah. You have to go.
Okay.
Is there anything new in your life since the last time we talked?
Let's see. We talked in early September, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I have started a part-time job. Is this news?
No, I didn't know.
Okay. I am working, this sounds like a plug for the company. Anyway, I'm working online as basically an English tutor or a conversation partner for international students who are studying English. And it's basically
in
through
China?
Video. No, through anywhere actually.
Okay.
So you have video chats with students of all ages, except children, because that's a separate thing that I frankly was not interested in.
Anthony hates children.
I hate children. They're not for me. Online you can receive calls from people all over the world, and usually they just want to have access to some conversation practice. And so you meet some really interesting people and you become regulars, and they can sign up with you again, and it's really fun, actually.
What is it called?
It's called Cambly.
Cambly.
Cambly. Have you heard of this?
I actually just saw someone post about it on Instagram today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Emily.
Yeah.
What are you drinking today?
Yes. So thanks for asking. Today I'm drinking this beautiful snowman stout beer for winter, and this delicious beer is brewed with coffee and cocoa.
Oh my gosh.
And the coffee is from a Nashville coffee shop.
Ooh.
So it's a combination of Nashville beer and Nashville coffee. It's very delicious.
That's wonderful.
Now I'm plugging this beer.
I love stouts for the cold seasons.
Yes.
Yeah, they're so delicious, especially the ones with coffee and cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Oh. Well, just anyway, I am drinking this beer called from Oakshire Brewing.
Mm.
It's just called Oakshire Amber Ale. Nothing too fancy, but it's from, of course, it's from Oregon. From a town called Eugene. And I like ambers because, you know, they're in between light beers and dark beers, right? So you've got a nice
Ambers are good. They're still easy to drink, like a light beer, but they have a little more flavor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I like them too. What do you want to cheers to today?
Let's cheers to fireplaces.
Fireplaces.
To fireplaces.
Keeping us warm.
Keeping us warm. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, kanpai. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a fireplace in my house. And
a real just, one?
I suppose by real, do you mean you have to put in logs yourself and then light it? Okay, then it's not. No, it's not real. but it's electric. So.
But it's actually warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually hot. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's wood in it. There's no tree.
There's things that look like wood. And when you turn it on, there are real flames. But I'm sure it's just from gas, right? You turn the switch on and then it. I'm not going to pretend I know everything about it. But,
it sounds nice. I don't have one, so. I'm jealous.
I'm sorry. It's very nice. And we have two cats and they love to sleep in front of it and it's very nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Actually, I just recently we got a cat in our house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now we have a cat and a dog.
What is the cat's name?
Her name is Tsuki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, she's really sweet, but my dog Wubin is having trouble because she doesn't want to play with him.
Oh, sure.
And he doesn't understand why, so he's just like, "What the heck? I want to play!" And she's like, "No, go away."
That sounds like a typical cat behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
And typical dog behavior.
Yep. Pretty typical. Okay. I'm excited about today's topic.
Okay.
Which is holidays.
Holidays. I wasn't sure if I should say that with you. Holidays.
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 Yeah. We're getting to my favorite time of the year, which is that good Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all in a row, November, December, January.
Good things come in threes.
I love it.
So Emily, if you were to rank the holidays.
Oh my gosh.
What would your order be for top three?
Top three.
Like out of those three.
Those three.
Which one is your favorite, second favorite, least
Number
favorite?
Number one.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Number two, New Year's. Number three, Christmas. What's yours?
Okay, I would say number one is New Year's. Mm. Number two, I think number two is Christmas and number three, Thanksgiving.
Okay, I have a reason.
Okay.
I love the atmosphere around Christmas the most. So I love when it snows and everyone's happy and Christmas lights and watching Christmas movies at home. Mm-hmm. It's just a really good feeling. But on Christmas Day, that feeling ends. It's over. So the actual Christmas Day is very boring for me. Basically, my family visits my extended, bigger family. Mm-hmm. So my grandma, my cousins. But really, I just want to spend time with my sisters and parents.
Sure.
So it's a boring day. I have to visit family. So I love Thanksgiving because it's at the peak of this holiday feeling. We still have so much to look forward to. We're preparing for Christmas. We're putting up the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have all those holiday feelings, but it's not over yet. There's more to look forward to.
That's a good argument. I understand. Yeah.
But you like New Year's the best.
I like New Year's the best just because I love thinking about fresh starts and new beginnings, you know? And so I think New Year's is really exciting because, you know, it's the freshest start of all, right?
It's true.
You know? And, you know, sometimes if you're trying to, of course, there are many things you should be careful of when you make a New Year's resolution or goal, but, it does help to start a new goal with this kind of new fresh start feeling.
It's true.
So, yeah. And it's just exciting because a year is something that you write all the time on papers or on, you know, when you fill in paperwork or dates, you know,
yeah.
And it's just exciting that, oh, we get to write a new number. Is that just me? That might just be me.
I think especially this new year, a lot of people will be happy to
say write. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Bye, 2020. You were bad.
What a year.
You were bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a lot of things that I want to ask you and talk about.
Let's get into it.
First of all, I wanted to mention some differences between these holidays in America and in Japan, since we both experienced that. And I think hopefully you would agree that in general, Christmas in America is a big family holiday. There's a lot of family traditions. We spend time together at home. And then New Year's is kind of a more of a party holiday. There's the tradition of having your New Year's kiss at the very start of the new year. It's romantic. And Thanksgiving, which is kind of celebrated. Japan has their own Thanksgiving, but I think ours, obviously there's the turkey. Mm-hmm. We go really big with this big, nice meal with our family. Do you have anything to add to those?
No, I don't think so. I think you described the American holidays really well, actually. Yeah. I forgot about the New Year's kiss.
New Year's kiss.
Maybe because I've never had one.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's fine though. No, it's
maybe
okay.
Maybe this year.
Maybe this year. I think this will be the year. Yeah. the last good thing of 2020 will be
Yay,
that. Yeah.
Get your kiss.
Anyway. you know, I was doing some research about Thanksgiving actually. And apparently on Thanksgiving Day, fires in homes are three times as likely to happen on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year.
People are burning their
turkeys in the oven.
To cook. No.
So be extra careful on Thanksgiving.
I will. Oh, I might be going to see my boyfriend's family for Thanksgiving, and I volunteered to make the turkey.
Are you serious?
Pressure, yeah. Some pressure. Yeah.
That's like the main event of Thanksgiving.
I know, but I guess so. My family loves Thanksgiving, and we have a lot of important Thanksgiving traditions. There's the dishes that we cook every year: cranberry sauce, turkey, mashed potatoes. We all eat together. We play American football outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But my boyfriend's family doesn't do anything special for Thanksgiving.
Do they even have a special meal?
No.
So they like 0%.
Yeah. So you know the supermarket Whole Foods?
Uh-huh.
They said they were going to pick up some pre-made dishes at Whole Foods. Yeah. So really so different from my family.
Yeah, that's not a that's not a traditional thing to do. Mm. But I just remembered that I have a very good friend of mine named Kyle who always just does Chinese food on Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah.
That's
I don't know why. But I think some people like to, you know, do something different on purpose, you know, but I don't know.
I think that's a good point. When I was in Japan, people would sometimes ask me like, oh, what do you eat for Christmas? Because I think in Japan, the image is like Kentucky fried chicken, but a lot of most families in America don't eat fried chicken on Christmas.
Right.
But it's not for Thanksgiving. It's almost always turkey, but for Christmas to me, it's different for each family.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Christmas dinners, I think, are different from family to family. Yeah.
Does your family have something they usually eat for Christmas?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think sometimes we like to make like a big fat ham.
Yeah, ham is good.
Ham, oh my gosh, like a honey glazed ham. Mm. My God, yeah, that's really good.
That is good.
Yeah, maybe some, you know, potatoes and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family usually does Norwegian meatballs.
Oh, okay.
And potatoes. So just because my family's from Norway, but
yeah,
it's all different.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm wondering if you're looking forward to any special Christmas traditions this year, now that you're back in America after being away for so long.
Okay, so something that I'm really looking forward to is making this special holiday cookie that only my grandmother knows how to make.
Oh my gosh.
And it is a secret family recipe. And, we call them pepper cookies.
Okay. And
did I ever give you a pepper cookie while we were in Japan?
I think so. Maybe.
Is it crunchy?
Like,
it's not crunchy.
Is it like a ginger snap? No.
It's shaped like a little ball.
Okay.
With some white icing on top.
No! Oh, okay. I've never tried it.
So, okay. Well, anyway, my grandmother has this recipe for pepper cookies, and she has been training me in how to make them. And so I think I will be the one to carry on the family tradition of making those cookies.
Are you the only one that she's taught how to make?
I think other people in my family have known at one point, but the recipe is kind of convoluted and confusing, and there's many, many steps. So I think I'm the only one who
remembers,
actually knows. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's one of the ingredients is pepper, like black pepper.
Okay.
And they have, and it gives them a very distinct and special flavor. Mm. So it's kind of like, if you can imagine, kind of like a holiday spice cookie, like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's difficult to describe the taste, but anyway, it's just a very special one-of-a-kind cookie that we only have during the holidays. So
that's so nice.
Yeah, so I can make that with her this year because she lives in the same neighborhood as me.
Neighborhood.
Oh yeah, neighborhood. She's my neighbor.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to anything this year?
This year, I'll be home for Christmas in Ohio. And my parents recently moved houses.
Okay.
And their new house has a really big yard. Like it's really big and it's on a hill. And so the window in my parents' living room looks out onto the hill and you can see the trees and just the scenery. So this is not a tradition, but I really want to see the snow.
Oh my God.
From the window. And I want to go sledding with my nieces and nephew.
Oh my gosh, sledding.
Yeah, it's a looks like a really good sledding hill.
That sounds that just sounds like a classic Christmas like winter view. That sounds great.
I know. If it doesn't snow, I'll be really sad. So
yeah.
But I'm hoping.
I hope so. It's cold. Yeah. It gets snow in Ohio regularly, right?
Yeah. So I'm really hoping for snow and sledding.
Yeah. Oh, that's so magical.
Yeah, it is. My family also makes Christmas cookies, though. My dad has a special recipe that he makes. They're
okay.
Snowball cookies.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's like a sugar cookie, but inside, in the middle, there's a Hershey's chocolate kiss.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's powdered sugar around the outside, so it looks like a snowball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
see.
A ball.
Right.
Covered in powdered sugar and inside. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But we don't decorate those. We make just regular sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. And we have icing and sprinkles and we cut them into different shapes. Yeah.
I love that so much. That's like the most festive thing.
Yes.
I don't know. And I love sprinkles. Gosh, sprinkles. put sprinkles on anything and I'll eat it.
I always cut out like the person shape, the gingerbread human shape. And I try to make it look like different real people.
Oh. That's a fun challenge.
Yes, it's pretty fun. My aunts always make them, but they have a tradition. They give the cookie people really large boobs or like for the men, it's like a big...
Oh no.
Big dick. I don't know. It's funny.
Sounds great.
That's their tradition. Anyways, I'm also wondering when your family puts up their Christmas tree, do they do it before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
They certainly do not put it up before Thanksgiving. That's so early.
A lot of people put them up before Thanksgiving so that when people come over for Thanksgiving, they can see the tree.
Sure. I guess I can understand if you are looking to, you know, kind of impress your family or people with your nice house or decorations. But I don't know. I think Thanksgiving is for Thanksgiving. Christmas is big enough already. You know, Christmas has its time in the spotlight. So anyway, I think we usually do it around, I don't know, maybe the first week or two of December, like the first week of December, maybe. Yeah. Mm. So do you prefer all white lights or like multicolored lights on your Christmas tree?
I like the white lights, I think.
I think that suits you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What color do you use?
See, I like the multicolored lights.
Like rainbow?
Well, yeah, like the string of lights that it's got red and blue and green and purple and yellow, whatever. Yeah, just because... I don't know. I think it, They're like the sprinkles for the Christmas tree.
Oh my so like... gosh. The man loves sprinkles.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
I think that's
gosh.
My yeah. I
wait, I have oh. one last tree related okay. question. Angel
Go ahead.
Or star? What is oh. on the top of your tree?
We put a star.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't
nice.
Know why.
Yep. Yeah. We do a, angel. Yeah. We have this
whoa, wow.
an angel. And we take turns every year. Someone different puts the angel on top.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Is it the last ornament you put yes. on the tree? Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Angel's last. It's time for the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's time for the game.
Game.
I'm hype.
I'm hype too.
Okay, so this game is similar to a game often played in English classrooms, I think. Mm-hmm. Many, many ALTs use this game.
And
yes.
Often played at teenage sleepovers in America.
Very true.
Yeah.
And drinking parties.
Oh, sure, sure.
The game usually is called Never Have I Ever. So someone says something they have never done, and then everybody who has done it will drink. But we're changing the rules. So we're going to take turns. And so first I will say a holiday activity that I have done. It can be an activity from America or Japan. And it can be for Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's. So I will say the activity that I have done. And if Anthony has never done it, he must drink. But if he has done it as well, then I have to drink. So Ooh. I want to say something that he's never done.
And I want to... say something that I hope Emily has never done.
Exactly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one, I have cooked the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Okay, I have never done that.
Yay!
So I will drink.
I cooked it last year for the first time.
Man, cooking a turkey sounds so... intimidating, or like it seems really, really difficult.
Yeah, I researched a lot, and there's many different methods, different ways to do it, and there are a lot of different opinions about the best way to make the turkey. And at that time last year, I was actually working at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So all the chefs in the restaurant all gave me advice about how to make my turkey.
Oh, that's great.
But it turned out really delicious, actually. So
that's awesome.
I hope I can make another good one this year.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I have participated in a white elephant gift exchange.
I have also.
Okay, so I drink again.
A white elephant gift exchange is a gift exchange, but instead of bringing a really good expensive present to share, you bring a strange present. Sometimes even something you just found in your house.
Yeah, usually it's something that you could already own this thing and you decide to give it away. But
right.
Yeah, it's a fun type of exchange where you're not giving people really expensive presents, but kind of fun and unusual presents.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun time.
It is fun. My turn. I have watched the first sunrise of the new year.
Whoa. I have never done that. That sounds really cool, though.
That's a Japanese tradition, I think. I watched it in some anime, but my younger sister and I, every year we watch the first sunrise together and we make a wish.
I should try that this year. That sounds
fun. Really nice. Because I usually like go to a party on New Year's and I'm drinking and hanging out with friends. It's really hard to wake up.
Oh gosh. Honestly. Yeah.
I always feel a little bit sick or tired, yeah. But it's worth it. It's so nice.
Yeah, that must feel really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a tradition about New Year's that I'll tell you now. I have, at midnight every year, I fill up a pot of water.
Oh my gosh.
And at midnight, I throw that water from the pot out of the front door.
I will drink. I have not thrown a pot of water out the door.
So apparently, this is a tradition from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And my grandparents used to live in Puerto Rico, and I think they picked it up there, and then they continued to do it after they moved away, and my dad did it, and then I do it now. And it's supposed to symbolize like you're throwing all of the bad things from this year out of your house. Like, you know, get out all the bad vibes, all the bad feelings, all the bad, you know, experiences, events.
Own me out. Good luck in.
Yeah, exactly. What? Yeah. And so it feels really nice. And it's fun. And usually other people don't know about it, so they're a little confused.
Yeah.
But I was at a party one time, maybe 2 years ago, and somebody, this is in America, and somebody else also was doing it. And I was like, you're going too. And I was just, that was very fun.
Did so. You like lock eyes? You looked at each other and they were holding the water and you were holding the water.
I think before it happened, we both were looking for something to hold the water in, and then anyway, so we threw it out together. So,
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Okay, yeah. I have another one. I have left out a plate of cookies for Santa.
Oh, I forgot about this. I have done this, yes.
Okay, I'll drink.
Did you leave out carrots for the reindeer?
Carrots, no.
Oh, okay.
That's cute, though.
Yeah.
Just cookies. But the weird thing is, I always give Santa a cookie shaped like Santa.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like he has to eat himself.
Yeah. My favorite thing as a child was waking up and Santa always ate just some of the cookies.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I think. And that made it so exciting for me as a child.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know, it's like solid evidence that Santa was there, you know?
Santa came, he ate the head of the Santa cookie,
yeah.
So he's real.
And he must have been very busy or he would have eaten the whole thing, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, your turn.
Okay. When I was younger, we had a tradition of hanging up a special ornament on the Christmas tree.
I know.
Do you know about this?
I know. Is it the pickle?
It's the pickle, yeah.
Yes! Wait, what? Is it the gherkin? Wait, what? Is that what it's called?
Maybe. Is it a German thing?
Yes, it's from Germany.
Yeah. So, okay, because my dad used to live in Germany, so he must have found that tradition there, you know? And so, yeah, so my parents would hang the pickle on the Christmas tree somewhere, and then my sister and I competed to find the pickle first, right?
Yep.
And if whoever found the pickle first I can't remember what prize we got, but some prize.
Oh, cookie.
Maybe a cookie. Yeah. I don't know. You think it's easy. Yeah. Pepper cookie. You think it's easy to find the pickle, but it's more difficult than you imagine.
Yeah. Because and the pickle's green.
Yeah.
It's green.
Yeah. So you've done that.
Yes. So please drink.
Okay.
I think we learned about this German tradition in school, maybe in elementary school, and we made our own pickle. It's not a tradition from my family. It's something that I learned maybe in elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Should we each do one more?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, okay, I have one. So I have done Hatsubode the first day of the new year.
I have.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Okay. I have done Hatsubode. Please drink. Yeah. What was your experience?
So I did it my first year in Japan. I went home for Christmas. I flew to Ohio, but the tickets to go back to Japan were very expensive. Mm-hmm. They were cheaper if I went on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
So I flew and I arrived in Tokyo on New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
And I went to Shibuya. And there were so many people and I was so excited. I was imagining, my image was like New York, Times Square.
Yeah.
Fireworks,
yeah.
The ball dropping in New York. But in Shibuya, we counted down like 10, 9, 8. And finally, everyone yelled together like, Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. But nothing happened.
Oh, no fireworks?
No. It was so lame.
Aww.
It was so lame. And then you're just crowded around all these people and you can't get to the train station and there's like beer flying everywhere. Yeah.
Wait, beer flying everywhere?
Yeah, people were like spraying beer cans everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
It was horrible.
So they just, do you think they were heading home or do you think they were heading to the shrine for Hatsumode or?
Like, no. Everyone was just there.
Wow.
New Year. But so, yeah. So then after that, finally, I made it back to my hostel. I slept for a few hours. Mm. And I woke up.
Saw the sunrise.
I woke up and I went to one of the big shrines in Tokyo. I don't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold and it was still dark when I got there. And there was almost nobody there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I did Hatsumode and it felt like the atmosphere felt really like not, I don't know how to describe it.
Like calm?
Calm and deep.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was nice.
Tranquil.
Yes. I had honestly just over Christmas experienced one of the most difficult things of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a really bad place. And you mentioned before that New Year's is like a new start. So for me, that year I was coming from this really bad place, but then going to the shrine for Hatsumode and having this new start felt like beautiful in a way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. Okay, you have one more.
Okay. So this is a classic holiday activity.
Ooh.
But I'm not sure a lot of people have actually done it.
Okay.
But I have gone caroling.
I have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's true, though. I feel like most people don't go caroling.
I think my fondest memory of caroling was in high school because I was in the choir in high school. And so the choir teacher took us around to different places downtown. And like, we would just go and sing on the street or in a cafe or something. And we sounded really good because we were like all, you know, there were, you know, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, like all four of our harmonies. So it sounded very good. And, you know, people would listen and it was just very nice. And so I'm someone who, music has a strong impact on my feelings. And so singing Christmas carols is so, so much fun and makes me really happy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not good at singing. although I enjoy music. I was never in choir. I can't sing well, but I remember when my grandpa was still alive. He's dead now, but when he was alive, I was at his house for Christmas, and me and my cousins and him, we went to some of the neighbors' houses and we just rang the doorbell, ping pong, and we sang to them. And like some people, they didn't know what to do, but some people gave us chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Like, thanks for singing. Here's some chocolate.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, there's one thing I want to say before we finish.
Okay.
There's a new series on Netflix. It's called Dash and Lily.
Oh, I've heard about this.
I think it's probably in Japan as well on Netflix.
Okay.
And the girl character in this series, she goes caroling.
Okay.
Like you.
Oh, great.
And she loves Christmas. And the boy doesn't love Christmas so much. But it's a really cute series, and their English is very easy to understand.
Okay.
And they talk about Japan a little bit in the series because the girl character, her family is Japanese. She's Japanese American. So it's very, very interesting, and I wanted to recommend it for the holidays before we finish.
Oh.
It's very cheesy.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's usual for Christmas and holiday movies and series and stuff. So it's good to have some cheese in your life. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I wish we could talk more, but we're out of time. Thank you.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm so glad we got to talk, and I hope that your holiday season is really special.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, I hope your turkey goes well, and I hope you have a good time at your boyfriend's family's house.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Hmm.
Okay. See you next time.
Oh, cool. See you next time.
Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers. Fireplace. Dondo. Atmosphere. Funiki. Fresh start. Sai shupatsu. New Year's kiss. Shinnen no saisho no kisu. Turkey. Shichimencho. Tradition. Dento. Hill. Oka. Sledding. Sori suberi. Snowball. Yukidama. Sprinkles. Topping furikake. Christmas tree. Christmas tree. Angel. Tenshi. Caroling. Christmas song o utau. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our conversation about the holiday season. Please follow me on Instagram at
Yolpare Kailua to continue the conversation. Special thanks to JET Alumni Association Music City. The JET program continues to be a great tool for English learning in Japan. This podcast is produced by Aaron Browning. Intro song is by D'Artagnan Melendez. Good night, everyone.